Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray. And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Okay, Lefty. Lefty there with the banjo, featured. Plucking away at the banjo?
Yeah, strumming. I guess a little tremolo effect there, too.
Well, here we are back for another few minutes with you here at the Bob and Ray Show, so we hope that you'll stay right there.
Welcome back, too, to all of our regular crew. We're back for the winter session.
Hey, look at that big, huge Bob and Ray picture window. I've never seen the sight so beautiful.
Well, of course, now the lighting is different at this time of night.
Right. It's totally dark now.
Whereas it was dusk a few weeks back, a few days back.
Look at that plane coming in now, heading out. Where is that going? Out of Wild, you suppose?
That direction. Yeah, I would be going out there.
Beautiful, beautiful sight. And what a night. What a night.
Did you ever see such buildings, such tall buildings as we have here?
I never have.
I'm noticing them today.
Mm-hmm.
And the rivers on either side.
That's right. I hadn't noticed that either until now. Of course, we're located so strategically here that we can see the entire lower tip of Manhattan.
You know, there's one heck of a big statue out there, I'd say a mile or so offshore.
Well, looking out the window, what, about 1 o'clock?
Yeah, about 1:05 there.
Oh, yeah, well, I see that. Yeah.
And they told me that is called the Statue of Liberty.
I think I read that somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And of course,
a gift from France.
Right. And uptown is behind us. Central Park with its myriad of jewel-like glittering lights there.
Mm.
It's quite a beautiful sight.
It truly is. We could go on like this for another 10 minutes, but by then the phones would be ringing. So we better not.
One of the things we have a great deal of fun with from time to time, and the audience seems to like it too, is letting them, the audience, compose a song right here on the air. Several people take part in this, and most anybody can play it.
Well, what we do is we let each one of the members of the audience give us the words to one line of the song, and the first person, of course, sets the tenor of the entire song.
That's right. Then they all have to kind of follow the same thing.
Sure.
But we've had some pretty unusual lyrics come out of this and some pretty cute little songs that we hope to publish someday. Well, let's begin with the gentleman there.
A second before we start.
Yeah.
Tex?
Yes, Rael?
Would you and the boys play a little bit of... I think we ought to play a little music after the fella sets the tenor of the...
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, because we don't want you to play any tight music until we see exactly the first lines.
I get it.
Okay.
Well, we got quite a few vamps we can run
for you. All
right, sure. Get ready, boys.
Let me see. I think this gentleman here in the second row, would you like to play this?
Yes.
You know how we do it.
Yes, I've heard you do this before. I've always hoped I'd be in the studio when you do it.
Okay, well, you give us the first line of today's audience-written song.
Okay. I was strumming a guitar on a street in San Paolo.
What was that last one he said?
I was strumming on a guitar in the streets of Sao Paulo.
Okay. And, ma'am, would you like to add the second line?
All right.
You don't have to actually rhyme this one. You can make this different if you want.
And I had spent the entire day with my dog, Rollo.
All right, well, you did choose to rhyme it, then.
Yeah.
Well, there we have the first two lines of the song. Now, who else would like to take part?
I'll try one out.
All right, you are?
East is east and west is west, but give me my old guitar by any test.
There we have a repetition of the word guitar, but that's all right. You following all this text?
Yeah, I'm getting it. East is east. West is west.
But my old guitar is best by any test.
My old guitar is best by any test. I got it. Go ahead.
Now we need a final line, I guess.
Then rinse for 1 minute and wash it down the drain.
Okay. Now then, Tex, you want to give us a little music, and we'll read those lyrics and see what we've come up with.
What kind of music would you consider this to be?
Well, I think kind of Latin American.
Yeah, I suppose, with the Sao Paulo.
What was that last part of your line, man? The rinse for 1 minute and wash down the drain.
Rain.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. One and two. I was strumming on the guitar and can't make out my reading in the streets of Sao Paulo. I had spent the entire day playing with my dog Rollo. East is east and west is west, but my old guitar is best by any test. Then rinse for 1 minute, wash down the drain.
Will copies of that be available soon?
I don't know.
Or what?
I don't think so.
It started off very well, but some of these people just didn't participate properly, I don't think.
I thought they'd carry it through a little more for the theme there.
Yeah.
But San Paulo, there is a beautiful city.
Yes, sir.
White buildings and modern architecture, fast-moving traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Like to be there.
Bob, you go on like that, will you, please?
Okay. White buildings,
we'll
fast
have this word
traffic
for the other people.
Hola, amigo. You want to know about stereo phonographs? Listen to my last bullfight on ordinary stereo. Olé! But now, Colombia Stereo 1. Ah, there is a corrida de toros. Really lifelike, magnifica. There is such a big difference in stereo phonographs. With most, all you get is a couple of speakers shooting in different directions. But with Colombia, hombre, you get fantastic stereo projection. What it does is to send circles of sound sweeping through every inch of a room. You are surrounded with live sound, live feeling, live passion. Ole! Ole! How they cheered me. Ask your Columbia phonograph dealer to demonstrate Stereo One by Columbia. Prices start as low as $39.95 for portables, $129.95 for consoles. El picador! Who let the bull out?
Hi, this is Bones Brunson, your between halves football reporter, and with the half just ended, the score stands Fort Wayne Crocodile 6, the Chicago Industrials 6. And for an expert account of what happened during the first half, we have in the booth as our guest Gusty Miller, who wore the famous number 3 for many years. Hi, Gusty.
Well, hi, Bones. That was quite a first half, wasn't
it? Gusty, the Crocs of Fort Wayne and the workers of the Chicago Industrials are 6-6 at the half. What do you think will happen in the second half?
Bones, if the boys play like they did here in the first half, I'd have to say that the game will end in a tie.
Did you ever see a more savagely played first half, Gusty?
Oh, I never did, Bones. The tackling was savage, and it was truly hard-hitting down there. And so was the running. I've never seen a more savage first half.
Gusty, when you attend a football game, naturally you see more than the average fan does. Would you describe the pattern of the game during the first half?
Well, at 6-6, it's a pretty even game, Bones. But I think what's been happening out here today is you've got two pretty evenly matched ball clubs out there. And that will always make for a close game.
I think most of the fans will agree to that, Gusty.
Right, Bones.
Did you notice how the Crocs dropped back their left guard on offense? I think the strategy there is to let the opposing linemen shoot the gap so the left guard will be free for downfield blocking. What do you think?
Well, Bones, I noticed that too, and it's a good idea if something develops downfield. Now, the workers have been employing the same strategy with their left guard, you probably noticed.
He drops
back on offense, too. And what you have there is the opposing lineman shooting the gap or freeing the workers' left guard for downfield blocking.
I thought you'd spot that, Gusty.
Yes, there hasn't been too much going on downfield today for either team, but since they're both using the same idea, it's a mutual disadvantage, so And neither team was hurt by the move in the first half here.
I noticed the Chicago Industrials are using a single wing attack with an overshifted line with one end split wide.
Well, Bones, the single wing attack with an overshifted line with one end split wide is the same formation being used by the Fort Wayne Croc Club out here today.
Yeah.
But we all anticipated that before the game.
Well, the Crocs stuck pretty much to the ground in the first half. Do you think they'll go to the air in the next half?
Well, the workers used the ground game in the first half, too, Bones.
Yeah.
I'd have to say that if the Crocs take to the air in the second half, so will the workers.
Well, now, will you recapitulate the first half for us, Gusty?
Okay, well, now, in the first half, both sides played savagely. Both teams stuck pretty much to the ground. The line play was about even. So was the yardage on kicks. And in the first down department, I believe each team made 14 first downs here in the first half.
And what do you think of this 6-6 game, Gusty?
Well, frankly, I was expecting a much closer score.
Well, would you like to take a guess at the final outcome?
17-17, or maybe 23-23.
Well, thanks, Gusty Miller, a one-time wearer of the famous number 3, for your between halves picture of what's been going on out here. Now, I noticed the Chicago Industrials mascot, a motorized horse, is being pushed off the field, so back to big-time football. Seems that this time of year, lots of folks wind up suffering from cold misery.
And if this happens to you, here's how you can get relief fast with four-way cold tablets.
Hi, I'm Mel Torme, getting ready to record some new songs. I don't mind these rehearsal sessions, but I dread a nasty cold. What kind of music can I make with body aching, feeling hot and feverish? I have to shake off cold miseries fast. So I take four-way cold tablets. Then I begin to feel better right away.
Good advice, Mel. Four Ways, the fast way to relieve cold distress, even of virus colds. Clinical tests of all the leading cold tablets proved Four Way fastest acting. In minutes, Four Way's exclusive formula speeds wonderful pain reliever into your bloodstream and all through your body. In the same time, the other leading brands showed no trace of pain relieving medicines. None of the other leading cold tablets, only Four Way, started so fast to relieve all these cold miseries.
Relieves muscular pains, headache.
Reduces fever.
Calms upset stomach.
Also overcomes irregularity. Today, get four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those nasty cold miseries. Four-way, only 29 cents.
Now, will Dr. Ralph Graham please come up here? We have a card for Dr. Ralph Graham. This is a gentleman, friends, who has an amazing story to tell. And rather than tip the interview to you, I'm going to let him speak right up and tell you himself what's happened to him very recently in his backyard.
Well, the story is very simple, Mr. Golding and Mr. Elliott. The fact is that within the past 3 weeks, I have been visited in my backyard by a craft which I can only believe is from outer space, another planet.
Well, there it is, folks. I wish we had more time to go into this. Maybe we could ask you one or two questions.
Yeah.
Was this at night?
It was late afternoon.
In late afternoon. So then...
It was practically dusk.
Uh-huh. There was no chance for this to be any sort of a reflection from somebody's kitchen window.
I wouldn't say so, no.
Well, it really was a craft. Did you communicate, or did they attempt to communicate with you in any way?
They got out of the craft and came over to where I was standing.
They looked any different?
They looked very much the same. They smoked a lot.
Smoked a lot.
And they talked with me.
I mean, they smoke. You don't mean they were
cigarette.
A fire?
No,
I see what you mean.
No.
And how long would they... Will they stay in your backyard?
They stayed there about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Gave them a glass of lemonade.
Well, Dr. Graham, I want you to stand by. We're going to bring you back on another program.
Put me up at the Bob and Ray Hotel.
Please, we'd like to go into this a little further. And we'll have the voice of a surprise guest in just 10 seconds.
Voice of a surprise guest.
Hello. My name is Paul, and I'm 9 years old.
Wonderful. And until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
For Just Entertainment, dial Pat Buckram and the gang weekdays on the CBS Radio Network.